Welcome into today's Health Talk. I'm Tony Abatey, and I'm joined today by Amanda Fisher of Healthy Nevada, the Mental Health Committee, and also Andrea Miller of NRMC. Thank you, ladies, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us. I'm really excited to be here for another month. Of course, if you've listened in the last few months, you know that our goal for each segment throughout this year has been to start a conversation about mental health. And this month, our focus is going to be on sleep and how sleep has an impact on our overall mental health. And so today, Andrea Miller is here from NRMC, as you already mentioned, and she's the manager of respiratory therapy there at the hospital, and that includes the sleep lab. So we're really glad to have her share with her with about her experience and her expertise in the area of sleep. So to start off the conversation about sleep, Andrea, could you tell us what your experience is about how sleep or sleep disorders can impact a person's mental health? How do these things go hand in hand and affect mood?
Well, excessive drowsiness or sleepiness not only affects your physical health, but also has a big impact on your mental health. When we don't get the quality 7 to 9 hours of sleep at night that our bodies need, it can greatly influence your outlook on life, emotions, energy level, and motivation. Even small amounts of sleep deprivation over time can curb away at your happiness. You might appear less enthusiastic, more irritable, cranky, or even have some of the symptoms of clinical depression, such as feeling sad or empty inside. These changes to your mood can affect your individual mental health as well as your personal relationships with your friends and your family.
Absolutely. So at what point, if a person's noticing some of these things going on and they're not getting enough sleep and they're just feeling some of those symptoms that you mentioned, at what point should that person go see their doctor or start asking questions or be concerned about what's going on?
If you are feeling excessively sleepy during the day on a regular basis and it interferes with your ability to think clearly and quickly or to take care of yourself and your family, one should treat these symptoms seriously and talk to their doctor. Some of the questions that your doctor may ask are, how long have you been feeling sleepy? Do you fall asleep at work, at school, or even while driving? Do you snore? Do you wake up gasping or choking during the night?
Gotcha. Okay. So, you know, being with NRMC in the respiratory therapy clinic where you do the sleep studies, what is your role in getting help? What happens there if a person needs a sleep study?
The person needs to set up an appointment with their primary care physician. At this time, the physician will have a face-to-face interview with the patient and ask those questions that I had mentioned earlier. If the physician feels that the patient does have excessive sleepiness, then they will schedule a sleep study in our sleep lab.
Okay.
And my role is to coordinate and maintain the schedules of the sleep therapists to keep the policy and procedures current.
So what suggestions do you have with your role there and the things that you see, with sleep problems or mood disorders? What suggestions do you have that might help a person get better sleep and therefore when they're getting better sleep, it improves their mood and depression mm-hmm. symptoms and all those things? What can they do?
Well, the first step they can do on their own is to avoid bright light in the evening and expose themselves to the sunlight in the morning. This will keep your circadian rhythm in check. Avoid alcohol, cigarettes, and heavy meals in the evening. Alcohol, cigarettes, and caffeine can disrupt sleep. Eating a big or spicy meal causes discomfort from indigestion and can make it hard to sleep. Wind down. Your body needs time to shift into the sleep mode. So spend the last hour before bed doing a calming activity, such as reading. Some people use an electronic device such as a cell phone or a laptop. Those screens emanate light, and this light activates the brain. If you can't get sleep, go into another room and do something relaxing until you feel tired. And if you're still having trouble sleeping, don't hesitate to speak with your doctor or find a sleep professional. You may also benefit from recording your sleep in a sleep diary to try to help better evaluate common patterns or issues you may see with your sleep or sleeping habits.
Lots of good suggestions there. Thank you so much. Is there anything else that you want to add regarding this topic or its impact on our mental health? Not today. Okay. Thank you so much. And I am really glad that you took this time to be willing to share with us your expertise to the community. I want to thank the radio station for continuing to do these interviews and this topic, these topics that we have each month.
All right. Well, again, a great topic, ladies, as usual. Thank you for coming in and sharing with us. I know, at least with in my experience with my life, sleep is definitely a necessity in a lot of ways. But I see it reflect in my work, not just in, you know, feeling tired at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but it messes with my voice if I don't get enough sleep, which is kind of important in my job, and you know, other things like that as well. So you know, it's definitely important to get the amount of sleep that we need each night.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. Really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. No problem. It's always fun to have you all in and talk about important things like this. I mean, health is very important. So.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you again. This has been our Health Talk for today. Thank you to Amanda Fisher and Andrea Miller. I'm Tony Abatey. This has been Health Talk for today. Join us the next time on Health Talk here on KNEM KNMO.